Blog Talk Radio.
Give me something to believe in. I give me something to believe in. and give me something to believe in. Yeah.
Jack.
Hello.
Joe, what are you doing with that shit? Jack. No.
Hello?
Get off me.
Joseph?
And good evening, America. Welcome to the show. Joseph's having some technical difficulties there again this evening. He should be joining us shortly. You got Joseph, of course, Bernard, your host. You got co-host Virgil Stragas, myself, Russ Hody. We've got Ron Regan with us tonight. How you guys doing?
Hey there, I'm here. I don't know what happened, but it seems like I'm having issues all of a sudden. But I tell you, I was saying just when the show started before I realized I was muted, man, things are about to get real here in the next 48 hours. Martial law is going to be called. And from what I'm hearing, Trump is going to be announcing probably tonight or tomorrow. And everything. So what is your guys' inputs in all this? I mean, we've been talking about it and everything, and, you know, what's going on in your state?
I think that's pure, unmitigated bullshit. There is no reason in the world to call martial law. Calling martial law right now would have the exact opposite effect that they need right now. Market showed a little life today. You call martial law, that market's going to crash all the way down. The American people are going to come unglued. I do not see that happening.
Right, right.
Could be wrong. That's just my opinion, and that $5.20 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Well, so far, Russell, you've been kind of spot on with all this, you know. But according to what I was hearing and seeing, this is going to be a medical martial law. So I don't know what the difference is with that. But here in New Mexico, we're locked down tight right now. I mean, all restaurants are closed. The McDonald's is closed. All except for the drive-thru. I mean, everything is shut down right now. And,
hey, Joseph?
Yeah.
In all honesty, McDonald's being closed down is a national favor. That's not even real meat.
Right.
They're doing
this don't help my roommate's son, Eddie, because he works as a cashier there at McDonald's. So he may be losing his job over this, you know, so after just getting it. But, you know, but in all good parts, I mean, the administration is going to release a stimulus check for everybody, you know, and all this and stuff to help everybody out. They're saying somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 check, so I don't know. On that, so what do you think, Ron?
I think martial law is a big mistake, like Russell was saying. And here's another problem too: is when the government takes control of things, they don't like to give it back.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I just
exactly.
I don't see that happening in this medical martial law. There's nothing, I don't see that happening. I mean, you got enough of that going on right now. These nutbags, New York, Cuomo, and out there in California. What's that dickhead's name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But here in New Mexico, our governor... Well, here in New Mexico, our governor is issuing an executive order shutting everything down, limiting everything and stuff, and she's power hungry right now. They were just talking to that they're thinking about rationing gas. Have to get from this is just what they're thinking. That, but the Democrats jumped her ass too and said, you know, you're going to create a panic when you do that. So that's not a good idea.
There's already a media-fed panic going on now. I mean, and it's drifting. I mean, it's everywhere. You want to talk about cheap. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
These politicians, I don't care if it's federal, state, local, or whatever, they follow each other around like dogs kissing each other's ass. I don't know how many cases we've got here in Texas now, a handful, and they're closing bars and establishments, no in dining, drive-through only. This is such an overreaction, and I posted a little earlier today. Do you realize that during the same time period, let me rephrase that, about a month longer, it came from the CDC, and from like October the 1st, and this corona thing started mid-December, roughly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, until the 1st of March, right? Let's not count the last 2 weeks. But there was 32 million people had the regular flu.
Yep.
17 million went to the doctor with it. 800-something thousand... I want to say 800-some thousand ended up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And those sound like big numbers, but when you think about the population of America, those are like big numbers. And 22,000 died, all right, just from the regular run-of-the-mill Joe Blow flu, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Corona's been out there, it's a much shorter period than that, okay? But there's only 188,000. Now, that was just in the U.S., those numbers I gave you. This corona thing worldwide is 188,000 is what they're saying now. It was approximately, it was 7,500 this morning. It may have jumped up some more since then. But, I mean, we are talking about such a minute part of not – only the U.S. Population, but the worldwide population.
Yep.
And this
yep.
is nothing more than, and I'll say it out loud, I think I've hurt some people's feelings because my phone, my computer's been doing some funny stuff today, but this is the greatest, the grandest scale, best run psyop in the history of mankind. To accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. China was spying. And isn't it just one hell of a coincidence? Because Trump is tough on Russia, regardless of what they say. He's tough on China. He is pretty much single-handedly broke their back economy-wise to get what he wanted as far as fair treatment from those people. And it's just a hell of a coincidence. You have the coronavirus breakout during the Japanese holiday. And then you end up with Russia and Saudi Arabia in an oil price war that knocks the bottom out of oil production prices.
And you know what's surprising, Russell? Have you noticed that Hawaii is not on the hit list? Have you heard of anything in Hawaii with this virus coming down over there? I haven't heard anything. Have you, Ron?
No. Well, actually, I had a friend of mine call me from Hawaii today, but I wasn't able to take his call. He lives over there, so I don't know. I mean, it's probably about this, so I'm going to have to call him back tomorrow and see what he's got to say. You know what I mean?
Right. Because I've been noticing that Hawaii hasn't even been mentioned once with this virus, you know. But honestly, I'm going to say this. Me and Lucretia, Carmelita, and all of us that's had it, we think we had this back in January. You know, I even talked to the doctor about it. She said it's a high possibility that we did, you know, and everything. So if we did, then, hey, we're survivors of this. But in all seriousness, you know, I think the government is possibly scared as well because this is a biohazard made from China. So they're not pretty sure what the hell, you know, I don't think really they even know what to do. They're just playing it day by day, but they're doing a good job of covering, you know, helping, you know, with the situation and everything. But the media sitting out here causing a worldwide panic right now. And everything. I mean, this is preposterous. I mean, you know, putting a lot of people's lives in danger and everything. and stuff, and it's just, it's nonsense. The media shouldn't even be out there doing this, you know. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, that, and Joseph, that's my whole point to say it. This is such a well-organized PSYOP, and look what the American people do. You have local government, state government, city government telling you, oh, well, you need to do this. You can't be out in public.
Yep.
You can't go to your bar and drink. You can't go to your fucking favorite restaurant and have a fucking taco, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what is, and tell me, all y'all tell me right now, what are the sheep doing? Oh, yes, our government's looking out for us. Yes, we will comply. Oh, comply. We will comply.
Yeah. Actually, what it is, Virgil, Russell, what it is, this is a Star Trek version of the Borg. You've been assimilated. Resistance is futile.
Basically, that's what you're seeing. That's what we're seeing happen right now. I want to say that I honestly want to say I can't believe the American people are stupid enough to fall for this. But you know what, Joseph? I'd be fucking lying. They are that fucking stupid. We're witnessing it. I am fucking ashamed of the American citizenry right now. What a bunch of...
Well, we talked about this for 2 years that this was coming, and we knew, and we've been sitting back watching this, and I think, it hasn't affected us because we're not stupid. We know. You know, we're alert, and we see what... Well, there's quite a few of us that's seeing it going, oh, my God, you know, and everything. I know I got some cousins that live up in the mountains right now that's listening to this broadcast for the first time, and, you know, they're realizing it and everything. They're like, you know, because I've been telling them for months, you guys need to prepare and stock up and everything because we know what's coming. But with this martial law fixing to come within 48 hours, you know, he may call it, he may not call it. But, you know.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, Joseph. I don't know where you got that from, but somebody's way off base. They're not going to call any kind of martial law whatsoever, because if the word martial law is used, you're going to have, I don't know, 4 or 5 million patriots and veterans lose their fucking minds. The stock market is going to go straight down the shitter, and everything they've been working their ass off to try to avoid happening will come to pass. I do not believe for a second that's going to happen.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but when this happens with the stock market crashing and everything, wouldn't this clear our debt with China? And clear out all this? Instead, with the stock market crashing and everything, you know, the way it is, everything happening globally, wouldn't this clear our debts with China? In other words, we won't owe China a damn thing. We won't owe any debts to anybody.
No.
Wouldn't this wipe
not
out the
all.
Debt some way?
No,
oh,
not
okay.
at all.
Okay.
It'd be just like if you defaulted on your house loan or your car payments or whatever. You still owe that money.
Mm-hmm.
It just means you don't have money to pay them.
right. So, but I was thinking wouldn't this put us into bankruptcy, though, the United States? I guess that's what I'm saying.
Well, let me tell you something that I'm absolutely shocked about and not very impressed with at all, okay? So we got this stuff going on, and what does Trump? Trump wants to pass a near $1 trillion friggin' bailout bill. Call it stimulus you want. I'm flabbergasted. I really am. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, and don't get me wrong, you know, I haven't always been a real big Trump fan. I voted for him the first time. I will vote for him again. I think overall he does a really good job, but man, I tell you what, he's given me a lot of what the fuck moments.
Well, in this moment, he's wanting to help all American families that are going through this. I get it.
Who's going through what? Who is going
to people losing their jobs, people losing their fixing to lose their homes because of all this, not paying bills. That's what this is about.
How
you know, he's wanting to do something.
Who's lost his job because of this?
They're going to shut down the.
They're talking about 2 weeks,
know.
And everybody has to, and their jobs have to be there when they come back, which I think is downward hell, but, you know, okay, but
I know where you're coming from, but I see where he's kind of coming from, but, you know, with this is actually a huge mess, you know, and everything, but in all reality, folks, you know, we've seen this coming a long time ago, and everything, but I was shocked that, you know, Saturday, me and my roommate went to go do laundry, we was going to draw some money out. We couldn't find any ATMs with money in them. We found one, got lucky, you know, and stuff. That was a shocker.
Well, I'll tell you, thing with the money thing and people yanking their money is, so during the Great Depression, and then also during our recession back in 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
The banks close their doors when people want to come get their money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people panic and they start grabbing their money right away. Because if you don't grab your money, you might not be able to get it out of the bank when you show up to grab it. They will.
Right.
They'll shut the doors and they'll lock the damn doors and you won't be able to come in.
Right.
They've done that before in the past. And that's why people do that, because they're like, all of a sudden, well, shit, I need to have cash. You know?
Right. Well, and Ryan, you are exactly 100% right. But you know why they lock the doors? Because they don't have the money on hand. That money you put into your bank account, especially your savings account or anything like that, goes into different hedge funds and stuff like that. And I guarantee you, there's a few banks, the credit unions are actually pretty solid when it comes to that sort of thing. But 9 out of 10 banks, if everybody went in there to draw the money out that they had in their checking or savings account or anything like that, they do not have the cash.
They use it in other places, et cetera. They use your money to run other things. So it's the money is basically numbers on a computer screen.
Right,
exactly.
It's not necessarily in the field. It's a pyramid. It's all it is. It's a pyramid. You know, but I don't know, Russell. I think you called it right on. I mean, I see this as a total hardcore reset. I think that's what is going on.
We haven't made it yet. It's not a reset yet, and it's not a total reset. As long as the deep state are still running things. And I'm telling you guys right now, and listen to me, America, because I believe with all my heart that I am right on this, okay? What this whole coronavirus is, the panic being said by the media, inclusive of Fox News and the rest of it, corona, as everybody losing their mind. This is the elitist, Illuminati, slash deep state, slash whatever you want to call them, the boogeyman if you choose, doing their last ditch effort to save their asses.
Yep, and we said this many times over. They ain't going to go down quietly, and this is what they're doing. The exact same thing we talked about.
Yeah, the thing is it could turn into the reset. You know, depending on how this goes, depending on how fanatical it gets, depending on how much people panic, depending on how much the market goes down, depending on a lot of things, but it could lead to the reset that Russell's talking about. So it's not a reset yet, but it could possibly lead there.
Yeah.
It might start the chain and effect of events.
Right. And this is why we're saying, you know, people, you know, we don't want anybody panicking and stuff like that. I'm not panicking. Ron's not panicking. Russell's not panicking. Virgil's not panicking. You know, a lot of people we know aren't panicking because we know what's going on. I have no problem staying home for 30 days. I don't do nothing anyways.
I think Ron was pretty on point there with his last statement and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
For there to be a total reset, the government would ask absolutely has to crumble. And you're not mm-hmm. going to do that without the bottom, without, unfortunately, it's going to, I don't know, y'all give me your insight on this, but it's going to take something pretty close to like the stock market crash of 29 or something like that to where mm-hmm. government workers are going to walk off the jobs because they're not getting paid. There's going to be soup lines. It's going to be ugly. But
yeah.
But you're not going to, and I've said this a thousand times, you're not going to get rid of the deep state by voting. I don't give a fuck who you vote for, all right?
We'll have to cut it out.
Well, I mean, they are going to have to be physically removed one way or another. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think, guys?
I agree. I mean, we agreed on this a long time ago, and, you know, you're right on. They're going to have to be cut out like a cancer, you know?
Yep. The thing is that they've been at it for so long. They've been at it for so long, and it's entrenched so deep, and it's got such deep roots in everything globally, right? Mm-hmm. That it's not something that all of a sudden you can just vote out in 1 year. That's mm-hmm. just not the way that works.
Exactly.
It's going to take a drastic chain of events, and the like you said, the everything collapsing for it to be able to have to be rebuilt again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
for actually, we are seeing it globally right now, you know, but not in a big, massive way, but we're seeing it. I've seen a lot of CEOs and big companies stepping down already, you know, and in important steps and offices, I've seen them resign and stepping down, so it could be a beginning, you know, but It's scary, I know, and stuff, but, you know, we went through this, back in the early 80s when we had a recession like this, but it wasn't this bad. Early 80s, early 90s, wasn't it something like that?
Well, and then the bailout thing that Trump did, I'm against as well. You know, it was just like back in the recession in 2008 when they said there's just some companies that are too big to fail. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
mm-hmm.
true.
Thank you.
Either you make it or you don't. Period.
Right.
And if bad times happen, then bad times do. Companies have gone out of business, and new companies have taken their place. It's just the way it goes.
They literally took billions upon billions of taxpayer dollars to save their own asses, to keep themselves wealthy, and nary a one of those paid a dime back to us, the people.
That's right, and they gave their CEOs and these and that people multi-million-dollar, you know, bonuses and everything else. That's what they do with our money, instead of saving the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
mm-hmm.
company still struggled through the recession because they
yep.
blew the money.
Yep.
There shouldn't be bailouts like that. The average everyday contractor guy, he didn't get a bailout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hungry single mom didn't get a bailout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, where were those people's bailouts, right? The actual people that run this country, that work and make things happen, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I think that's what the stimulus plan is that Trump's is putting together. I know they're trying to put it together where the families and stuff like that are going to get the help and everything.
Oh,
so we'll just have to see.
He's giving it to the stock market. He's giving that to the stock market.
Yeah,
that's
what
not
was
a,
the stock
that's
market?
That's not bailing out the people.
That's yeah,
bailing
that's
out
true.
A bunch of rich people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, and everything. But it's both ways, I guess, from what I, you know, and everything. But I tell you, I didn't think it was going to get this ugly. But oof, you know, and they're sitting back watching all this. I'm like, damn, you know, and everything. But I'm glad I live out in the country.
So here's the thing is. The stock market and the Federal Reserve and all these things in the deep state, right, are all very much connected, intertwined with each other. Everybody panics whenever they think the Federal Reserve is going bye-bye or whatever. The best thing that could happen to our country is the Federal Reserve wasn't here and that it never got started in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what might happen, you know, and stuff. And then – they lose the federal government, they lose control of everything, you know, except for the smaller government, like Social Security and stuff like that. But these bigger governments, I see that happening. I do see that happening. But not
it's
as,
a stock
you know,
market crash, right? And there's no recovery for it, okay? We might have to go back to actually bartering for a while.
Yeah.
With each
I
other.
Think we talked about that a while back, a couple months ago on the show, about the bargaining, you know, and stuff.
But it wouldn't be the end of my life. It wouldn't. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be the end of my life. My family would still eat.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to build a shelter out in the woods, I could build a shelter out in the woods.
And for those
you know,
who don't understand what bargaining means, it's like, say, if I have something I want to trade, I'll say, hey, Ron, I'll trade you the shotgun for some for your pickup truck. That's bargaining, you know, and stuff.
My point is, is it really a horrible thing if that were to happen? You guys,
mm-hmm.
I'm asking you guys if you think that's a horrible thing.
No, I actually, you know, we used to do that back in the days. Back in the days, we used to bargain like that. You know?
Well, you know, the barter system, yeah, that works fine and stuff like that. And some kind of currency would emerge and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
the thing of it is, the $64 question and is going to be, and the worst, I mean, absolutely worth a government failure, yeah, but I think you'd end up with a bunch of smaller countries. I think the U.S. would probably cease to exist. Just because, well, I mean, all the division and stuff like that. I think, I'd really hate to see that. I think something's going to happen that's going to bring about the Second Civil War, but we need somebody with the balls, and Trump's got them, but he doesn't have any help to get rid of. He should have went in there when he was first elected and fired every one of those deep state guys. He had the power,
mm-hmm.
the authority, and the constitutional right to do it. He could have went
mm-hmm.
in there and go, all right, anybody who's big in the FBI, CIA, NSA for over 20 years, or anybody who's been in here, I would have said over 5 years, you know.
There's your walking
papers. If you've been here longer than 5 years, you're fired. Get the hell
yep.
out of here. We're starting over. But
yep.
he didn't do it, and this mess has gotten worse, and Barr has turned out to be a joke. And all these people talking about, oh, yeah, the swamp's getting drained, the swamp's going to get clean. My God, people, man, step away from the crack pipes.
Yeah. You know, no, obviously, I haven't seen anything for Barr either, and it's like, I'm just sitting way back, just scratching my head like, what the hell, you know, and everything.
Well, Barr ain't done a damn thing. He didn't do a damn thing for the people of Ruby Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
He's a damn thing with people away go. I don't really have any respect for the guy personally.
Yeah, and that's for the voice of the boy either, you know. Look how that went. You know. So but I tell you, well, you know, we said this 100 times over, it's gotta get way worse before it gets any better. You know. We got to hit rock bottom, and we're fixing to hit rock bottom. You know, I hate to say that. I think we are.
Well, and this might very well blow over until the next catastrophe. You know
yep.
what I mean? And so forth. If anybody had learned anything out of this, you know, the American citizens should have realized how quick people are to panic and not
yep.
care about other people's needs.
Yep.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is consider this the ultimate test of preparation, you know, in my book. So I was caught off guard a tiny bit, but not much, you know. But you know, so I graded myself about a B. So you know, but anyway, but it's you know, but looking at all this, I mean, wow, you know. Seeing it all unfold and play by play too, you know. But my question is, why April? Why is April the deadline?
What deadline?
For this to all blow over, for what the government's saying. This is supposed to blow over in April.
Well,
this coronavirus.
That's their idea of what the incubation period is and stuff like that. And it's,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to tell everybody, wash your hands, say that, stuff like that. And I think if everybody chooses to do that or whatever like that, then it's a very good chance that the worst part of it will have passed. I don't know if I agree with that, but then again, I'm not a scientist. I don't have any extra letters after my name.
Well, you would actually stop and think that with this virus, you know, the heat would actually incubate it more after, way worse because of the heat, you know.
Hello.
You figure the cold on there, and you figure the cold would actually, you know, hibernate
Joseph.
This virus.
Ron, you still there?
Yeah, I'm
here.
We're
here.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm here.
Hello.
Ron, can
Russell?
You hear me? Ron, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Joseph. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think Russell might have muted himself. But, in my thinking, that's how I think a virus operates because, you know, like in hospitals, they keep temperatures freezing cold to kill the germs. You know,
well,
so I'm thinking.
That's an iffy, though, because, you know, it gets pretty damn cold up here and we still have the flu and the cold season's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have
negative degree
weather.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what happened there, man.
You sounded like me,
no
man.
Idea.
I know it's been happening to me a lot, and I don't understand what's going on. Just before we start the show, my microphone mutes itself.
it's been going on for several weeks. It's about the time we started covering this coronavirus thing, but there's been a lot of weird shit going on. My phone and my email.
Mine too.
My
internet's, but my phone's, has your phone been freezing up and internet and everything?
Not mine.
It's been freezing up, and I can go to my emails and I can select all, you know, delete the ones I want to delete. They won't delete. And, then I'll back out and go back in, and they won't even show up.
I've been having some of those issues as well. So, hey, we got Carmelita on, I believe. So, hey, Carmelita, what's going on, girl?
Oh, God. I feel like shit, but, you know, I'll be fine. My grandson's been sick. He's been sick for how long now? A week? Yeah,
a week,
sick
wow.
For a week. Yeah, and he's that typical 7-year-old little brat, man, and he just coughs all over you and shit, and I'm like, cover your mouth. Nope. And what does he do? He decides to get Mimi sick. So I have been, oh, my God. I've been
well, what's the situation like in your neck of the woods currently? I mean, are you guys on lockdown too, or?
Oh, Maryland? Yeah, the National Guard's been, check this shit out. Okay, there's these trucks, National Guard trucks. Okay, it says coronavirus team. I shit you not. They were on I-695 yesterday. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, because, I mean, you had to take a lot of time to, you know, get that black marking on the side of that vehicle. Coronavirus team?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you guys. This is all, this shit here, it was all planned. It was all planned. And it's what I seen, we went to the store again today. I went to get 2 sports bras, and we go down these the section where the tissue paper is. Hell no. No toilet paper anywhere in sight. And then this young man, all of a sudden, he's got these boxes. He says, you want me to give you a box right now? And I'm like, nope. We'll just take a pack, man. He says, I've been working in retail a lot of years. He says, I've never seen anything like this. I said, yeah, I don't get it. What does your ass have to do with this virus? I'm not getting any of it. I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, Walmart, Target, and this other Target completely empty.
Like yesterday, exactly yesterday I told you I seen a guy walking out with three shopping cart fulls of nothing but toilet paper.
Well, they can't do it at Target anymore. It's limited. It said, like, when we went to buy bottled water, it said limited, two per person.
Yeah, now we're going to start limiting starting today, which is going into effect. So that's going to piss off a lot of the hoarders, you know, and everything. But, right now over here, we're at 9 o'clock. Everything is shut down and stuff. So
you have to be at 9?
Yep, everything at 9 o'clock shuts down.
Wait a minute. You have to be inside at 9 p.m. in your house.
No, we don't have to be inside. All businesses, restaurants shuts down at 9 o'clock. Bars.
Oh, all that shit's already shut down here. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't. They already shut all the bars here, all the restaurants down here. What else did they shut down here? Yeah, no movie theaters. You can only go through the drive-thru. You cannot go into the actual, like, Wendy's or any of that. You cannot go in whatsoever, just drive-thrus.
Yeah, that's going on here.
I'll tell you one damn thing for sure, and that you can take to the bank. If they close my damn little bar over here by the house, the boogaloo's going to start right here in Katy, Texas.
Oh, shit.
Do we need to have some bailout money for you, Russell?
No, you need to have a quick response team ready to roll.
We're going to need a QRF team down at with Russell's house if the bar closes.
But hey, we've been predicting all this for almost 2 years now, you know, and everything, but it's just amazing how all this is going down like clockwork,
well,
you know?
Yeah, well, I'm not liking the clockwork, okay? I'd like to back it up a little bit.
Right.
How the hell am I supposed to get all my stuff in a moving truck to North Carolina? Come on now. Shit.
You almost can't force me to go to a Walmart store, but I went into one Sunday to get some cat food. Because that's the only place I can get the shit my cats like. And I walked in there, and my God, it looked like a fucking frag went off in that place, man. What little was left on the shelves was all fucking knocked over, rolling around and shit, man. It looked like a herd of fucking buffalo rode through that son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's how I've been looking here and everywhere else in the United States, you know. So
yeah, no chicken, no eggs, guys. No chicken, no eggs in any of the grocery stores. Nope.
But I tell you. You know, it's just I'm glad we got stocked up and everything. Some little things I wasn't really stocked up on. I went to go get at Walmart's and it was like yesterday. I was like, oh my God, seeing that guy walk out with three shot. When I text you that, Carmelita, I was going to take a picture, but I was laughing so hard that I couldn't get a picture. You know,
trust me, I will have no problem making a man-made bidet. I will run a hose from the back of my toilet. So water down my ass if need be. But I did not pile up on toilet tissue. Like I told Matt, I said, look, I said, these MREs we have, I said, you know they always include tissue in the MREs anyway, so it's no big deal. We just go back to the little two-finger ply tissue thing.
Well, it's sad that they're buying baby diapers, they're like Ron was saying, baby diapers, wipes, being sold
out.
What
is that about, baby diapers?
They're selling them on eBay for three times the price.
But what the hell are they buying
baby,
on?
Where is our president on that shit?
He announced anyone caught doing this and price gouging will be fined $25,000 and up to 3 years in jail.
Okay, that's not good.
Yep.
The problem with the jail thing is then we're feeding their ass for 3 years and paying for it.
Exactly. Just so you can fine them $75,000 and don't give them three pots and a cot. Shit.
All right.
Make them work.
So shut them out. So that made me wonder if that's what that guy was doing yesterday, was with those three shopping carts, was selling them on eBay or something, you know. But
so what do you guys think this is going to be over?
I kicked him in the throat and took a package of toilet paper for myself.
I probably would have beat him up and took his toilet paper.
Here's a scenario. The recovery team goes in and CO calls in for a sit rep, and he goes, "Well, sir, they're all dead, but all their butts are really clean."
Yep. That's why I posted that memo.
How long do you think this is going to go, guys? They're saying April. They're saying the middle of April. This will be all over with.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hopefully the toilet paper will hold it all in before then.
Kids are out of school until April?
Yep.
Oh, my God, yes. And Carmelita, thank you. Can you imagine? You've got all these little fuck trophies, little wannabe thugs out of school running loose through the city.
Oh, my God.
They're the ones that you're going to see on the news, you know, robbing stores and looting and all kinds of stuff. So,
well, they'll probably do more. They'll probably do what they did the last time in Baltimore. They put the National Guard down there, right on every corner. They had them all with their weapons down on the corners, and they had a curfew for them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they were burning all kinds of shit. And I'm thinking to myself, man, these little brats are off school and everything. You're going to start more shit. It's going to be nothing but issues.
Yeah. So, but I tell you, I don't
understand. And that's why it makes me think that this is the best, absolutely the most grand psyop ever run on. They run it on the whole fucking world. You've got people panicking. And the only thought behind this is to crash the world economy so they can remove the fucking people they want to remove. And it's even Fox News has bought into this bullshit. I mean, they are spewing pure propaganda. And nobody's talking about the H1N1 that killed during the bomb thing there. They didn't call it national emergency until there was 1,000 people dead, and then nothing shut down, nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
We went on to life as normal, you know. There's swine flu out there. If you get it, you know, good chance you fuck, but you know what the fuck, I still got to go to work. But with all these lockdown curfews, shutting down these restaurants, the bars, and these kids out of school, they drove the price of living up so high that it takes both parents working to even survive in any kind of decent way of life. And now you've got one of those having to pull out to look after kids that are out of school and that kind of thing. It seems to me that the state and local government, along with the federal government, is doing everything humanly possible to crash the economy. I mean, am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, you know, and it's sad to see that, too, you know, and everything. But, wow, it's like, you know, we're seeing it. We're witnessing it. You know, like you said, this is one of the greatest things we're witnessing right now, you know, and everything. So, you know.
But are we going to live to tell future generations
about it? Oh, I think so. We'll survive it. Us older folks will anyway.
I'll be alive. I don't know about everybody else, but
yep, I'll be alive.
Look, hey, I'll be alive as long as nobody crosses. Nobody crosses my fence line, I'll be fine.
Well, you guys know where I live at, so I know I'll be fine. So
shit, you're in the middle of nowhere, man.
When this is all said and done and it's all over, I guarantee you of at least three things that are still going to be here alive and kicking. That's cockroaches,
yep.
Keith Richards, and me.
Yeah. Hey, cockroaches always survive disasters. Haven't you noticed that?
The one thing
I have noticed about is some of the people up in my canyon, you know, been hitting me up and saying, hey, let's start forming a plan in case this goes really south. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And so it's people are like, you know, this could go bad. They're realizing that now. And a lot of people up here where I live, you know, they're pretty like-minded anyways. Mm. And they have been approaching me and let's just make this, you know, let's form a plan. And plus members of my group and all that live around here too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which we do, me and some people do have a plan. But to include more people within our canyon wouldn't be a bad idea if they're like-minded. You know what I mean? Because then we can shut her down, control her, and do what we have to do. You know what I mean?
Right. You're right.
Well,
because you never know.
This is something one of the groups that I'm involved with. And as I said, I'm involved with actually quite a few and stuff like that because I do a lot of and stuff like that. But probably the group I'm most closely affiliated with, we've been planning this stuff for friggin' 10 years. We've got a support group. We've got ham radio operators. We can cover our AO. We won't have any loss of communication. And best of all, the sheriff in our AO there and stuff like that, he came to us about 3 years ago, I guess it was now, somewhere along that general timeline, maybe a little bit longer, maybe a little bit shorter. And they've known about it and stuff like that. We've gone into the little local town there and stuff, and we've taught basically what it was a CLS class, combat life saving, but we called it a trauma care class, not to excite anybody, but we did that for the locals there at one of the county buildings and then a couple other things. So we've got a very good reputation and rapport with them. And anyway, the county sheriff came to us and said, look, if things go south, Mike said, this is 3.5 years ago. He goes, I do not have the manpower or the funding to protect my citizens. And he asked us if we would be his reserve deputy force. And we talked it over, took a vote and stuff, and we went back to him and said yes. And he contacted the AO a few days ago and go, hey, I don't know what's coming to all this or whatever, but he asked us to stand by. So we'll see what happens.
Yep. Well, if you can have that kind of relationship, that's good. Our the people in the canyon that I live in, their main thing is keeping the hordes of the people from Spokane out. If shit goes south, they will. The same people that bought all the toilet paper and emptied shelves everywhere and whatnot, those are the people you got to worry about because they panic.
Yeah.
And when they run out of supplies, they're going to come out in hordes in droves after they've already done depleted everything in their own community.
Yep.
And so when they come, it's not going to hurt to have some pretty good backup to stop them. You know, like we've talked about before, you know, it doesn't matter how badass you are, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a very valid point, Ron. And you have, and I've told people this and told people, well, I'm good. You know, I've got some stuff put back, and I've got 15 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammunition for each, and da 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 like that. And I'm sitting there telling them, look, Rambo, you better wake the fuck up, because you're not going to stand alone.
Right.
You know, I don't care who you are, man. I said, all you're doing is all that shit you got collected and you just put up supplies for people who know what the hell they're doing. And that's what probably bothers me most about anything. I'm not really worried about a big onslaught other than the fact that I don't give a fuck how good you are. If you don't have a pretty well-trained force there with you and people have worked together for years, know how each other's going to react and have a basic plan laid out and stuff like that, you're going to be overrun. You're not going to stand alone. You're not going to, two or three people aren't going to stand together doing good.
Right.
Well,
well
then
now,
I'm pretty much fucked because I live in the Lipchard state of Maryland.
Yeah, well, look now, what is going on in the stores now?
I'll just have to stand my ground for now. I mean, that's all I can do because I'm getting those
gyms. That should be a prime example there with the hoarders there in the stores, you know, like you guys are saying. They're the ones that's going to be running out of food.
Oh, they're already coming out, I'm telling you. Three grocery stores, no chicken, no eggs. I don't know what it is with the chicken and the eggs. I swear to you, there was roast, there was pork chops, there was ground beef. I'm like, where the hell's all the chicken and the eggs? And then I was like, well, I don't give a shit. I'll go to my friend Megan's farm and start killing her damn chickens. So, but I mean, it's really bad.
And that's what I'm talking about. These people running around do all this stuff. They are the dangerous ones. Like the AO that I operate out of most often there and stuff. That is a rural area. We have a huge chicken farm. Everybody around there are ranchers. Huge gardens, grow own food and stuff. And it's already established. It's not something that's going to be started from scratch. But the main problem is that to protect, keep the AO safe, the community is safe like that for what's coming. Like I said, we're this area is probably about 90 miles northwest of northwest of the Houston area there, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, in the Houston area here, you've already seen what these idiots have done. And when the shelves are dry, when the shelves run empty and stay empty, it's going to get very ugly and very fast. And we're talking about a populous area here. I mean, you take in the, not just Houston itself, but the metro, what they call the metroplex area and stuff like that. That's pushing 7 million people. And they're all going to be headed towards food and water. And I tell you what, you better be able, you better have a good force of like-minded people, and you better have a fucking plan in place. Or you're going to find yourself extremely fucked.
We're in a canyon, so, I mean, there's a lot of great places for pinch points and ambushes. You can have your overwatches up and your ground guys down and, you know, and a base camp right behind. And there's limited access in here and out, you know, but you need to have the manpower for that.
There's a lot of ammo up here.
You know?
Up here, several places are out of ammo.
So, but, yeah, this is the very same things we've talked about over the years. And, you know, and now we're going to get to put it to use and see how it works, you know, and everything. But at least, you know, some of us are all better prepared than most others.
The only reason why you're not seeing hordes of games right now going door to door trying to collect people's supplies is because there's still a resupply line. But if you go for an extended period of time like this, and where the supply lines are dropped too, and there's no more supplies coming in, after the shelves are empty, that's when they're going to be coming for people's place.
Well, Ron,
that's a very valid point. I want to tell you something else. When and if it does come to that, you're going to have more problems than just your just the hordes, as we've been calling them, coming and searching for food and that kind of stuff like that. Your local government could very much become your worst enemy because they're going to have people wanting to lynch their asses, and they're going to be doing whatever they can to come and confiscate in the name of the law.
Why do you think they want to confiscate our guns? That's why they want to confiscate our guns.
Well, and the thing is, a lot of people don't know this, but within FEMA's rules, right? They just come in during a crisis or whatever and take your stockpiles legally, on a legal standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in their books. I mean, it's in their rules.
Yep.
So if you're a known prepper or whatever, and they decide they want to come take your stuff, or you're either going to turn it over, you better be ready to fight them back.
Yep.
And
I remember that one of Obama's executive orders that he wrote out, if I remember? Or was it Bush?
I think that was part of the wasn't that part of the Patriot Act, Russell? Where that actually came in towards
yeah,
Bush's
was,
time?
That was the Bush crime family.
Yeah.
Bush crime
family? Yeah.
Okay. Now, I remember reading that on there. That could also come grab your ass up in the middle of the night and take you too.
Yep. That was part of the Patriot Act.
Yep. That could ship your ass somewhere and drop you off and you never come back, if I remember that part.
Well,
under
the Patriot Act, and that's what drives me. So everybody thinks it's some kind of fine act to be used to keep government under control and take charge of things and stuff like that. That is the worst thing that has ever happened to the American citizen as a whole. They could literally come, drag your ass off, and hold you indefinitely away from anybody. No, you have no rights, no rights to attorney, no nothing like that. They can literally make you disappear to a black site.
Yep. And not only that, if they need you to fight, they could actually grab you the same way in the middle of the night while you're asleep, just like they, these communist dudes grab you in the middle of the night. Hey, you're drafted. That was in there too.
But
I'm not really too concerned about that, because if you not so much I'm not like a big huge history buff or anything like that, but there's parts of it that I'm interested in and I follow and research and stuff like that, and conscription armies have never accomplished anything.
That's
so you're actually forcing those people to fight, and eventually when you have to put arms in their hands to do the fighting, unless you got somebody standing there behind them with a
gun to their head.
240 Bravo or something like that, they're going to fucking turn on you. So I'm not really too concerned about the conscription thing. I don't know, Ron, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that it's a possibility in the future, especially if they start going overboard with this, and then you start having pockets of resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they're going to want to start grabbing the people that are leading those resistances.
Yep.
And I think then you might start encountering a lot more of that. It does happen, though, and it has happened, where people have been snatched out, never heard or seen from again. You know what I mean? But I think it would be a much more common thing during those times. And that's where it comes down to. You need to have good communication, a good group, doing their jobs, the whole nine yards. Constant patrols, constant eyes on the ground, you know what I mean?
Stuff
like that. Because if you don't, then they will. They'll start doing that. Or if they suspect you, if they're making big plans and they suspect you of being ready to do this, you know what I mean? They might come in ahead of time.
Yep.
To try to stop it ahead of time.
Like I said, we've been at this long enough and stuff. And I'm trying, without giving too much away or anything, we have our support group. We have our non-combatant, security details. And then we have our force group and stuff like that. The vast majority of them are all combat veterans and stuff like that. So it's a pretty tight group, and
very, very let's just say, I have no reason to doubt that they wouldn't be very, very effective.
Right.
I do personally think, Russell, that people should start, well, people should have been starting to do this for a long time now, preparing for this and getting this down and getting drills into their heads and everything else, you know what I mean, as a group. But I do think more now than anything, people should really start getting more serious about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're getting the taste of this. I don't think this is a big finale or anything like this, because people like ourselves and other people out there are working overtime to get the truth out there about what this is and that kind of stuff, you know. And if you're only reaching out to, like myself, you know, 600 to 1,000 people, you know, depending on the outlet and that kind of stuff like that, you know. If you've got enough people doing that, reaching out, of course, here on the show and stuff like that, you know, get the truth out there and stuff. You've got to remember the vast majority of people are following what they hear when they flick on their TV.
Yep.
And it is up to us, whether it's personal, one-on-one, our everyday lives at work, in our communities and stuff like that. We can't be afraid to get out there and speak the truth and stuff like that. Like Joseph said, man, for years we've been ridiculed, laughed at. Oh, my God, you know, y'all are paranoid, conspiracy theorists and da-da-da-da-da. Where's your tinfoil hats and all that kind of stuff? Well, guess what, people? We've been hit
here
on the head. Yep, here we are. The very
remember what I said?
Said
you remember what I said to you back then? When this comes, I was going to laugh at you all and say, here we are. Well, here we are.
Well, nevertheless, you know what I mean? And even if this isn't the grand finale, which it's not the grand finale. Even if this gets worse, it's not the grand finale. But it should be an eye-opener enough for people to start getting prepared.
Yep. And that's, you know,
what's the grand finale? Can you give me some insight as to what you guys think the grand finale is going to be?
The grand finale is when you're going to see, I think, like Russell's saying, a total big reset.
Well, the grand finale is going to be, in my humble opinion, and like I said, my opinion, and $5.20 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks. But my opinion is the economy, U.S., is going to have to completely crash like it did in 29. And that's when the government is going to try to impose martial law. And the day that they impose martial law, come right out and say, hey, martial law, da-da-da. We need everybody to turn in their guns for the safety of just for a little while or whatever the case. However they come about it, they'll start some bullshit way, and of course the media will be all involved in the propaganda of it all. But the day they declare martial law, I think that's going to be the start of the grand finale. In my humble opinion.
You'll have economic crash, you will have civil unrest, and you will have forces,
starvation, chaos.
Forces coming in to enforce and take your gun. And I think Russell's right about that. That's when it's going to start.
Yep. Exactly. So, you know,
how close we are to that, I don't know. And I agree with Ron on this. I don't think this is it. I think this is an attempt to crash the economy. I don't think it's having the effect that they had hoped it will, because people are out there getting word out one way or the other and stuff like that. And the American people have witnessed enough of the deep state over the last 3 years to kind of go, I'm not buying into this. But we're talking about the people that are actually paying attention. Now, you got to remember, the vast majority of the citizens of the United States are glued to their TV, and all they're hearing is coronavirus, 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 coronavirus. So, you know,
And we've just got to work harder to try to keep the truth out there. We've got to spend more time reaching out to people, trying to organize people, help them get groups started. And I mean,
after working hard on this,
I mean hard on this for 5 or 6 years, I don't think, I think I said something about this last night. If I didn't, it was recently anyway, that trying to bring these groups together and get some kind of cohesion where if you needed to put together a big force, that you would have people trained enough along the same lines that they could operate effectively together. And for whatever reason, can't seem to get over that hurdle, because when you get these different groups together and their COs together and stuff like that, it turns into a big swinging contest.
Well, that's the main purpose of my group, Russell, is that's what we try to do, you know what I mean, is we're all about working with other groups in our areas, trying to get some unity going on, some cross-training. That way everybody is on the same damn page. Because you can have all these people from miles around you with different groups, and if you're not on the same page, you could very well easily get overran by the right force. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but if you had to put some kind of force together to make a stand or make a push or get something accomplished with and I'm just pulling this number out of my head, all right? If you've got 20 different groups that operate 20 different ways, you're going to end up doing more damage to yourself than you're ever going to do to your tank of Charlie. You know?
Yep.
Yep.
That's right. 100%.
So that's why we say everybody needs to coordinate with each other and stuff and plan. But, you know, this show, we broadcast all over, not just in the United States, we broadcast all over the world. And we know, you know, people in other countries hear this show. We know people up in New York hear this show, up in Cal, all over they hear this show, you know, and everything. But, you know, and our message is that we're going to give you all the truth and everything. We're going to give our researching and stuff and keep bringing the truth out there, like Russell said. We've been doing this for almost 6 years now.
Well, there's one guy I was dealing with one time, and this is the biggest thing, you know, people's fucking prides and egos get in the way of learning. I don't know how to do something. Somebody else does, and I need to shut the fuck up. I need to learn and ask questions and learn from them. And I told this kid that. He was rambling, oh, I know this, and I know this, and I know this, but he didn't know this, this, and this that we knew. You know what I mean?
You just need to shut the fuck up and learn, man.
You know?
Yep.
You know, and that's the point. That's the point, Ron. You know, I did my time in South America, different things I did and stuff like that. And then when all this shit over in Iraq and Afghanistan kicked off, they wanted me to jump through 9 hoops because I was just past the age limit there. And so I went a different route, and I went over as an operator for PMC and stuff like that. And I want to tell you something, man. I don't care what you think you know, and you may be a top fucking notch operator. You may be a grand warrior or whatever like that. But the day you think that nobody can teach you anything, you might as well crawl in a hole and let them throw dirt on you. You know what?
Yeah.
I've learned some good stuff from guys half my age.
Yeah.
Right? And,
I have too. I've learned a lot from you guys. I learned a lot from Carmelita and Ian. I mean, I learned a lot from every one of you all. And the things I didn't know.
Yep, I've never claimed to know everything. There's plenty of shit I can learn from people. It's just the way it is.
Yep. Yep.
Exactly. You know. And I tell you what, man, you get some very, very good results when you can take two generations of warriors and mold them together and stuff like that. Because I would tell you that a lot of the stuff we
jump in and come down.
A lot of the stuff we did by the seat of our britches. There wasn't any.
Mm-hmm.
It was first time on a lot of that stuff. Yada yada, one thing or another, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they took what we came up with, the things that we did, the way we operated. And they took that shit and absolutely turned it into a science, man. And
mm-hmm.
I tell you what, man, I'm thankful for our younger warriors and stuff like that, man. Some of those guys
mm-hmm.
are absolutely badass. And when you can take the old and new and mold it together, you've accomplished something. My humble opinion.
What, mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Well, guys, we kind of went past the break and everything. Do you guys want to continue, or because we got about 45 minutes to go, we could continue, or you can call it a night, or
0300 comes early, so I'm gonna have to bug out.
All right,
whenever y'all need to, man.
All right,
I love you guys.
Well,
Carmelita.
I love y'all too.
Carmelita, good hearing from you again, Ron. Thank you, sir. Joseph,
everybody
carry
be safe
in
here.
This is Gunny. I'm out of here.
All right, we'll see you Thursday, brother.
All
anyway,
right.
We're gonna go ahead. We'll go ahead and sign off. Be back on Thursday, and I hope Virgil's okay. I haven't seen him online all day today, so I'm hoping he's all right. So I know
he's online.
He's out. Is he?
I saw something on there, but I'm in jail right now.
So all my accounts are locked down. So and everything they're going through my device. My cell phone devices and everything, and locking all my accounts down, so and stuff. But anyway, I'll be out in 27 more days.
I'll be out in 28 days. 20, I'll be out. They got me for stuff from May. They got me stuff from June.
Yeah, they got me from stuff June, March, and April, and December, I think. So. But anyway, we'll be back Thursday night. Hopefully, we'll see what happens and stuff. But, you know, we just got to be there for each other and keep each other informed and everything because we're here. We're there already, you know. So, but Ron, you hang in there, brother. Keep in contact with me and everything. So, hopefully, within the next 48 hours, we'll see what's going to happen, you know.
Yep.
So, what do you think? Do you think he'll call martial law or not?
No. And active duty is not going to get involved with it. I don't think it's going to happen yet. No.
Okay.
No.
I
can let you know. North Carolina right now is on. They're not on lockdown, are they? No, they're not even on lockdown on base. Nope. They're not even on lockdown. They're a brat.
Really?
They're not on lockdown.
Wow.
They're not on lockdown at Bragg. No.
Oh, wow. Yep. We're all locked down here, man, let me tell you. So, but anyway, we'll be back Thursday night and hope you all are safe and keep supporting each other and helping each other out in these times and stuff. So we're going to go ahead and sign off. Good night,
all right,
everybody.
You guys have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Thank you.